The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic on a Sunday night. It is October 17th, 2021. We're going to go back and finish the clip. Final edit here. It is Karen Kingston on Stu Peter's show here talking about vax controls, obedience, and how this whole thing works. She's supplied the patents and the explanation of what these things are going to be able to do to track and control you. I would assume moods also, and definitely surveillance of those who are most at risk as far as being against the government and what's going on here, which means they're definitely going to want to boost my dose on mine to control me, because I guess I'm a threat because I call out the fraud when I see it. I call a spade here. Let's go ahead and finish up the clip here, Sam.
The randomized schedules gives authorities the ability to check in on people's requirements. It's not unusual for people to receive check-in requests different from times a day or more than other people. And then I really like this last question. What will my photos, because remember, you get a notification saying, we want to make sure you are where you say you are and that you haven't left the vicinity that we said you're required to. So you just got to take a photo. You could be sleeping, showering, in the middle of playing with your children, making dinner. I mean, so you just got to take a photo of yourself. So the question is, will my photos only be used for this app and quarantine compliance purposes, or will it be kept on police record? And it says here that it's collected through the app for monitoring quarantine arrangements. It's not collected for general policing purposes. It sounds like the app is only policing purposes, by the way. And it says the information will be stored and used only as permitted as required by law. Well, we live in a tyrannical fascist state now, so that means everything about you is now owned by the government, including your images and where you live and what you do, and your time. Apparently your time, what you do at your time, is now owned by the government.
I want everybody to understand something. I mean, this isn't just something that Karen Kingston is making up, dreaming up. She's not wearing a tinfoil hat. This is no conspiracy theory. This is actually proven, publicly discoverable. She brought the receipts. We're showing them on the screen. This is a patent. Now, we've also reported previously, Karen, on the fact that Australia is already implementing this behavior or obedience controlling, manipulating platform by already enforcing this take a picture, take a selfie, be where you are supposed to be, or the police will come and check on you type of process. So, I mean, this is not something to play around with. This is not some wild fictional novel here. This is reality. This is happening. It's happening in Australia right now, and it is coming here. Now, think about the military. The military is now subjected to the same obedience training. Oftentimes, things are developed for good and then hijacked for evil. Imagine a military being able to, by remote control, be turned on its own citizens.
That's exactly the point, Stu. And for those people who are saying, well, this is an external app And last week, Karen said the device could be a, you know, it's a smart device inside of you. And this has nothing to do, there's no evidence this has to, anything to do with the COVID-19 vaccines. Well, let's go back to the patent. If you go to section 0352, it says, vaccines are all compounds as disclosed in the website of the World Health Organization. Then you go to the World Health Organization link, and it says COVID-19 candidate vaccines. And right here in the patent, it goes on to say, which are incorporated herein by reference, which are optionally provided, for example, as in a kit, software such as described herein and provided with instructions for use for targeting super spreaders. So you're like, well, I didn't get a kit and I didn't get instructions. Keep in mind, on December 13th in 2016, under the Obama's CARES Act, section 3024, it was passed that during an EUA and under clinical research, informed consent was waived if informed consent is not in the best interest of a human subject to know. So if our government decided we shouldn't know we were injected with a smart device, it's not in our best interest, then that would not be disclosed to us. And if you go on to the patent, they might not want us to know, because in section 0400, it goes over how the vaccine potency is based on your behavior. Again, this is a obedience device. So the system used to identify which of individuals will receive which types of vaccines in relation to their potency. For example, individuals that received and were identified as a high super spreader score would be vaccinated with a more potent device, a more potent vaccine. So if you're not obedient, you will get a more potent vaccine. It goes on to section 0408, where you're like, well, if I know I'm not being obedient or I'm going to get a more potent vaccine, I'm not going to show up for my check-in. But the reason why you may not know is because they want to ensure your healthcare privacy. It's so private that you may not even be informed that your health is at risk. So 0408, verbatim, in some embodiments, the notification for getting treatment may or may not contain information regarding the results of the calculations. For example, an individual that was identified as a super spreader may or may not receive information about that fact that he was identified as such. The potential advantage of not providing such information is to further enhance the privacy protection of the user. It goes on to say, now again, if you still believe that this is for our health and that we were at risk for a cold, section 0004 explains why we need a smart device inside of us and our government to determine whether or not we need to be injected with biological agents. And let's be clear, these are biological weapons. Because the pandemic is most contagious during the first 3 days after the onset of symptoms, although spread is possible before symptoms appear, after they disappear, and from people who show very mild symptoms or do not show symptoms at all. So you could be very sick, not know it, have no symptoms, feel perfectly healthy, be identified as a super spreader, but the government, because they're concerned about your safety and your personal privacy, aren't going to tell you that you're at high risk and inject you with a potent vaccine. But don't worry, if you go to section 0409, you may be eligible to be put on warning or get a coupon code, verbatim, from this patent. Dedicated codes, for example, in the form of coupons, will be provided to all individuals having important or relevant professions, like doctors and police. Insertions of the codes into their personal electronic devices will inform the system that the encrypted, anonymized user needs a correction in their score. The correction can be either increasing the score or decreasing the score. So maybe you're a police officer, or maybe you are a
if you're a cop and you're willing to enforce this tyranny, your score will drop, therefore you won't need to be controlled with a more potent dose. If you are a doctor and you're willing to participate in the hospital's killing fields or the new ovens and prescribe this controlling obedience platform, your score will go down because you are compliant.
Exactly, Stu. That's what it is. But if they want to read the full patent, that's true. They're safe for a while. Maybe weeks, months, or years. Who knows? But if you go into section 006, this came out of a publication called Prioritization Strategies for Pandemic Influenza Vaccine in 27 Countries of the European Union and Global Health Security Action Group, which is now 38 nations, 38 members, and that's the Organization for Economic Cooperative Economic Cooperation and Development. So this patent, the strategies for vaccination, overall, what they're saying, what's best for these developed countries is this vaccination strategy. They prioritize the strategies during pandemic times and in conclusions are limited to critical groups. For example, healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, laboratories, hospitals, essential service providers such as police and firefighters, public sector personnel, government personnel, and high-risk individuals such as pregnant women and children. So at some point you will be prioritized to be vaccinated. And the reason why, let me explain why, because there is a reason. Lincoln has made a commitment to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, our Secretary of State. Our state has made this commitment to roll out an artificial intelligence organization to be integrated across these global communities. And Lynn Parker, she is the director of National Artificial Intelligence at the White House. She called into the OECD meeting on October 4th, okay? She called in and what she said was, we must prepare the future and the present U.S. workforce for integration of AI systems across all sectors of the economy and society. She goes on to say, this is on October 4th. Keep in mind, this was just a few weeks ago. Our goal is to fill the AI talent gap, as if AI is another group of human beings. There is an AI talent gap, and prepare U.S. workers for jobs of the future by implementing policies that ensure a diverse, inclusive, and knowledgeable workforce. We would like to see the integration of AI-related concepts of schooling from kindergarten and even pre-kindergarten through doctoral positions, including community colleges. They are committed to replacing American people with artificial intelligence. If you Google Reuters, our favorite publication, beginning in January of this year, they have numerous articles out of a company out of Hong Kong that is ready to deploy an AI healthcare workforce right now. She was Sophia. She's evolved to Grace, and you can find that information online. It's very easy to find.
Unbelievable. This is horrific, and this is exactly what we have been warning about. We speculated this. We knew that this was coming. We said this. We were blasted all over the mainstream media by these arbiters of lies, so-called fact checkers that are owned by the government and paid for by the globalists that want you dead. And they mislabeled us, didn't they? Because we were conspiracy theorists yesterday, truth tellers today. This is all coming to light. I mean, how can they get away with this? How can they get away from this? Now that it's exposed, what are you recommending that people do? I only have a couple of minutes left here. I could talk to you all day.
I recommend that people look at facts, look at evidence, and understand that when someone has malicious intents and sociopathy, they do not tell you they're going to harm and violate you. They tell you whatever it is you need to hear in order for them to accomplish their goal. And I want to say, I am sorry. I'm sorry to the American people. I'm sorry to healthcare workers. And I am sorry to the U.S. military. You have been betrayed by General Milley. You have been betrayed by Lloyd Austin. You have been betrayed by Biden and many, many other leaders. And I just want to close with some scripture. And this is to our military. And this is to our police. This is to those who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and to protect the American people. This is from Ephesians. And it's a letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible. That is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
We'll cut it there. 512-248-8252. Pretty powerful stuff there. She's got the patents. She read it verbatim, exactly what is in plans with this controlling this shot, and we'll call it a vaccine, this shot that will be able to control us. And based on your social score of, you know, are you agreeable? Are you easy to manipulate? Are you going to go along, or are you going to be a threat to the government? Which means I'm definitely on that list. I would call myself a super spreader, not of disease, but of truth. I can assure that everybody on this network will be on that list. So I got to say that I did have a little bit of hope this week. We saw some great news with some walkouts, police officers, firefighters across the country. The airline industry, very proud of these guys here to stick their neck out. I don't want to be the only one doing this here. But the air traffic controller is saying, no, we're not going to go for this. We're not buying this. All the other airlines seem to be going along with this, threatening their employees to fire them if they don't take these jabs. I got to admit, I was scratching my head when I found out there was one airline that is not mandating a shot for their employees or be terminated. That would be Delta. Pretty amazing. The CEO there, rather he has a conscience, where he recognizes the scam that it is and cares about his employees. But if you're going to fly, fly Delta. Fly Delta. That's my plug for that. There's an article on LouRockwell.com, one of my favorite sites to go look for articles and just discussion points. Dr. Joseph Mercola, I have the greatest respect for him, more of a naturalist kind of a doctor, holistic. He likes to go with herbs and everything else. And I think that we're missing a great opportunity here a lot of times because we're just go the pill route, before we had pills, what did we have? Natural herbs and this and that. So I'd like to go back to as much as I can. Actually, I can honestly say that at my age, I'm not on any medicine whatsoever. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Good genes or just good lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, maybe both. But I think we can do a lot on our own with natural herbs and vitamins and diet and exercise and hydration, a lot of things we can be doing ourselves. But his article was talking about why isn't natural immunity recognized? We talk about it. We've seen a lot of people say, I have natural immunity. I've had it. I recovered. I have natural antibodies now to the disease itself. So why is that not recognized? And why is it continue to be pushed on that I must comply and get this shot when it's not necessary? Even Fauci was approached on this topic, this question several times, refused to answer. I can't find anybody of these yes people. They're yes panels, and they have the yes panels that everything is perfect with this, by the way. They don't even recognize VAERS, but everything is perfect, and they will not address natural acquired immunity. Well, let's talk about it a little bit here. It's always been the core policy of the CDC talking about in the past. Natural immunity is always great. It's always number one. For some reason, it's not now. But because the only immunity you can get and that will be helpful in stopping this terrible, terrible boogeyman COVID-19 is a vaccine immunity, and that's not the truth. Well, let's talk about that. When you have natural immunity, your immune system will recognize 5 proteins of that virus on the surface of that virus. 5 proteins. On a vaccine immunity, it will recognize only 1 of the 5 proteins on a virus here, which means it's recognizing which protein. We're recognizing the spike protein, the one that's causing all the harm and damage with the microemboli cutting off blood circulation to organs and causing myocarditis. You know, all this stuff they just won't address. I mean, is lacking common sense, or they're just saying, you know, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it, because they know they're following their protocol of this scamdemic here. And that's exactly what they're doing. But the sad part about it, as I talked to Melissa earlier, is that the mainstream media is on it also. They're part of the scamdemic. They're just simply repeating what they've been told. They're not doing any kind of investigative journalism. They're not doing any research. They never talk about VAERS. It's all perfect. It's the wonder shot. Take it. We'll be right back. Thank you.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Sunday night here, and our bumper compliments of the Rippingtons, the Fountain of Youth CD released back in 2017. If you're interested in some relaxing smooth jazz there. Before we go to our phones here, we've got a couple lined up on the phones here. I want to just thank those who are actually stepping up to the plate. Like I said, those air traffic controllers, those pilots, those personnel that take care of the aircraft inside and outside, that are all standing together and saying, no, we're not going to do this. Law enforcement, firefighters, nurses, doctors, all ancillary people in the hospital that are saying no to this. We have the power of people, the numbers, if we only use this. We really do. I see that we are going to cripple some businesses, and I think that's a good thing. I need to remind these people, first of all, you don't make choices on behalf of my health. That's my decision, not yours. And I'm not going to forget this. I am not going to forget you waving my job over my head in order to take something experimental. You don't know how it's going to turn out, and you will not take responsibility. Nobody will take responsibility. You want me to play Russian roulette, and I'm not going to do that. Work too hard to get what I have right now, and I'm not going to piss it all away because if you don't care about me, you know, this is going to change our relationship quite a bit. This is going to change our relationship, the employer to the employee, vice versa. It's going to change things immensely. Is that loyalty going to be there for you? No. Going to do our jobs. That's it. You didn't care about me. You were risking my health, my security, my safety. I will not forget that. All right, let's go to the phones here and talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Yeah, good evening. I wanted to get back to you with this article I found on Remdesivir. It's out of UC San Diego Health. Okay, dated August 2nd, 2021. And they come to the same conclusion that I did, was that by itself, Remdesivir is what they call a pro-drug, and that they say is that of itself, it's no use unless it's metabolized in the liver.
Right.
So to use it IV-wise, that is, when it hits the bloodstream, the body's going to see that as a toxin, and hence all that water buildup. But I wouldn't take this stuff. I'm not advocating this drug in the first place, but right. The fact of the matter is they're not even using it correctly to its best efficacy, you see. So it's more madness. But you started off your program with this gentleman that's your neighbor. And I would offer that he may be going through some kind of paranoia state, and you'd be very wise to avoid him. You wouldn't want to.
I am.
You know, so you're doing the right thing. I understand a little bit. I've treated people in medicine, not here, but overseas. And it's like, you know, some will be happy what you did for them. Some will be suspicious, even though the medicine works perfectly. It's a very tricky situation. Treating human beings. So
yeah, I know. You know, James, had I not talked to him after, I didn't know he was thinking about taking the shot because I just kind of met him. I think he took it the day before. And once I talked to him and explained to him why it was a dangerous thing and I showed him the proof, he said he wouldn't take any more after that. Matter of fact, the VA kept calling him and reminding him, you know, to come and get your shot. And he said, nope, I'm not interested anymore. So he did listen to me. Had he not listened to me, he'd probably be dead by now. I bet he'd be dead by now.
That's very possible. But it sounds to me like you are the messenger of this news, and therefore you're being blamed. I'm sure this is what they call it, the process of transference. Mm-hmm. People will go to someone for help, and they'll complain, and then the person who is the counselor then becomes a target, and the subject will transfer their anger onto the person that's listening until they get well, you see. I just wanted to say that you're doing the right thing.
I had to do it this way because I love helping people, but when it gets to this point here, it brings too much stress on me. I got enough stress in my life right now. I'm trying to figure I'm trying to put out a lot of fires right now, help a lot of people.
Okay, well, all the best, and we'll talk soon. Thanks, Kyle.
Sounds good. Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Accessory to the crime of human genocide. They may believe they will be spared and saved through the Stockholm Syndrome here, but they will not. I found a quote today here in an article. I wish I'd written down the name who actually said it. I hate to steal anybody's thunder, but it's good stuff. I'll repeat it. Google is irrelevant. Google is a public electronic highway to finding the truth that is in the business of censoring the truth. Google is like driving on a highway. And all the road signs take you to the wrong place. And you won't find out about it until you actually get there, and then you might be dead before you even get there. I do believe that's an accurate description of what social media, Google's all about, and other social media networks. I don't deal with any of those. I don't mess with them. Facebook? No. I looked at it maybe for 1 week back in, I think, 2013. And somebody kept saying, oh, you got to get on. You got to get on Facebook. You got to try this. You got to try this. You got to find other people that are far away, your friends, and connect and connect and connect. I think I did it for a week, and I didn't get any good responses. I don't know where all my people are, all my friends. They're all over the country, all over the world. Didn't have much success with it. And then I started to realize, you guys are putting a lot of information out here, personal stuff. I didn't do that. I maybe that's why I was unsuccessful in it, and that's a good thing. But I wasn't portraying, I wasn't giving all this information about my whole life and this and that, and you know, timelines of where I am and my schedules of this and that. I didn't do any of that, so maybe that's why I failed at it. But I did realize it was also probably a government psyop to gather more information on you, to control you, to know more about you. I mean, now think about it. I mean, we're talking about it. We're living in an age of identity theft. What, $50 billion was stolen last year through identity theft? And I'm sure it's more than that, but ballpark figure, $50 billion. And we just allow it. We allow it. We accept it. I assume there's kickbacks, government kickbacks. And of course, why is there antiviral software? Well, because people create viruses to throw them out there, Trojan horses. And they're also the ones behind giving you the solution. Again, just like government, you know, they create a problem and they sell you a solution. Here's the problem we just created. Politicians agree to this. You vote for them, and then what? They give you problems, and then they sell you a solution. Good job. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Ken in New York. Welcome, Ken.
Hi. Boy, I never thought I would see a snake in the wood pile at the patent office. Let me see if I understand this correctly.
Sure.
A patent is cut, and it has references in it that go off the patent that can be changed at will.
Is that a quote, or is that your
opinion? No, I'm asking. That's what I got out of what I just heard on that clip.
Well, you know, that's a good question, because
that is crazy.
I don't know too many patent lawyers, but isn't there any ethics board? Isn't there any ethics that go along with looking over patents and say, wait a minute here, this is harmful. This can control people. It's got chemicals in it and ingredients to control people, and they're going to be using 5G. Is there no ethics boards on these people that look at patents?
Well, the patent office, as I understand it, was one of the original parts created in the Constitution. It's not an agency. Not in the sense that this nonsense that we have, you know, after 1946 is.
Right.
I mean, this is just absolute. Somebody should be tried for treason and executed.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree. I mean, if this came across my desk and I was reading it, I would red flag. I'd be calling somebody. But what happens to is if there's whistleblowers in the patent office on evil technologies they're going to be used against people. I mean, what happens to that guy? I mean, we see whistleblowers getting crucified all the time. What happens to the whistleblower in the patent office that says, hey, I ran across a guy putting in some patent in for some technology that really is going to be used for surveillance of people, and it could possibly kill them? And you think and something would happen, you know?
Depending on how we feel or what we read from your app, we may change this, we may change that.
Yeah.
That's hard-coded into a patent?
I know.
Crazy?
Yeah, kind of a variable patent. If we feel, we believe that you're a threat,
that's what agencies.
Then your next dose will be a much higher dose because we can subdue you and control you. Yeah, it's great. It's a variable. It's kind of an ongoing variable patent.
You have that number handy? Do you have the number handy? I'm going to give Uncle Ralph a call. I think he'd be interested in this.
Yeah, I bet he would. Yeah, throw that at Ralph.
Do you have the number on hand? Or should I just listen to the archive?
Yeah, probably on the archive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Anything else, Ken? Nothing?
Well, this is your emergency medical hologram. What is the emergency, please? Is that what they want to have?
This stuff here, Ken, this stuff is like, you know, I've always said that science fiction on TV and the movies was going to be replicated probably in the future. It was just like a road to where we would go someday. And some people said, oh, that's crazy talk. That's not. But how much of Hollywood have we seen in sci-fi that has become the reality, our reality here in this time and age? How much of sci-fi and Hollywood is real now? Far too much.
I'm going to go get a glass of wine. Good night.
Yeah, that sounds good. Have one for me also, okay? Make sure it's ready. Okay. It's good for the heart.
No problem. Okay. Good night.
You got it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Virginia. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Hey,
what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, well, I just want to say first, I've been listening to you for a while, and especially filling in for John.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you for your, we're all in this together, and you're one of us. And
this is where I can actually say we are all in this together. You know, I hear that with the herd mentality of trying to get you to do things you don't want to do. But let's turn the tables on this one here, and that we're all in this together. All the like-minded people here, all the smart people that listen to this network who have learned so much from other people, whether it's callers or hosts on the network, about the scamdemic, what's really going on, I thank you people. I thank you people for listening to this network and to be active and getting out there and telling other people what's going on here. We have a window of opportunity here to educate people. And you can try, and at some point in time, forget it. Walk away, move on, plant the seed somewhere else. But this last week with the walkouts from the air traffic controllers and the police in Chicago and the firefighters in L.A., I have never been so more hopeful and thankful that I'm not the only one sticking my neck out here. We have other people who feel the same way, and I'm very thankful that they are out there.
Well, you've made life easier for us. Your network, John, everybody there has made it a little easier every day just dealing with this crap. And just thank you so much for what you do. And I wanted to say real quick, I'm about at the point now where I'm just gonna come up with a nickname for these people that on the other side. I'm literally just gonna start calling them zombies or something like that. What's up, zombie? I mean, literally,
well, actually,
they're that nasty with us.
Actually, here's a better definition for you, because somebody sent me a bunch of posters today. Let me grab this little guy here, because it fits. And I have to use the term before. Here it is. COVIDiot.
We've got to come up with a nickname for them. COVIDiot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We call them COVIDiots. COVIDiot, like COVID idiot. And here's the definition. Of course, it's a noun. A virtue signaling individual lacking critical thinking skills and oxygen to the brain here. A person relying on media directives rather than research and overcome by irrational fears and behaviors concerning a virus with a 99.98% survival rate. These are COVIDiots. COVIDiots.
Good one. Hey, you ever play any Al Di Meola on your jazz show?
Play what now?
He's my favorite. Al Di Meola, he's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Al Di Meola.
Jazz guitar player.
I think I talked to you about this before. One of my favorite CDs he has out. It's actually a pretty nice CD, and it has a very suggestive cover on it. I think it's his wife, but it's called Kiss My Axe. Kiss My Axe.
Yeah. I think that's his peak of he did a lot of good stuff after that, too.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff with the accordion music and then European music.
Well, he's really truly what you call a guitar virtuoso. He really is a master. Pat Metheny is in that category, a couple of others. But you know what? We got to talk about some other stuff. We can't talk music. I do a Friday music show, but this is not music today.
Thank you, brother.
I do thank you for appreciating the show, and thank you for also doing what you can on your end to educate people. I appreciate you, Chris. All right, back to the phones here. We're going to talk to Wolverine Fred. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Feeling like a mad Wolverine. Ready to attack.
Okay. What's on your mind?
And by that, I mean taking it to the streets, taking it to the law firms. I know of some patent attorneys in this venue. Would be no problem to waltz on into the office and air that segment. By the way, for the benefit of, was it Dave in New York or Ken in New York?
Ken in New York. It's Ken.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the title, and that was the 11th of October. I saw that. I think it was on the 10th. Patent receipts prove vax obedience training platform. Patent receipts prove vax obedience training platform. Okay. So she cited in a previous presentation with Stu Peters. No, that was with USA Watchdog, Greg Hunter, a couple weeks ago. COVID-19 poison pharmaceutical analyst. She cites the PAPRA Act of 2013, and that is a congressional act that suspended, incidentally, during a time of, quote, declared national emergency. So the intergalactic, interstellar SARS-CoV-2 boogeyman, nothing burger, pseudovirus is the declared national emergency, and then it initiates EUAs. So in that situation, under those conditions, the toxicity data disclosure is suspended. That's why there's blank sheets accompanying the vials. It suspends informed consent provisions. It also suspends, according to Karen Kingston, and she goes through all this very eloquently, precisely, succinctly, that even the long-established research protocols are suspended. So when she declared that all the lab rats died, mice died within the first, 4 days, et cetera, and then numerous people died, oh, and then, of course, within the first 10 days of the kill shot injection stab program last December, within the first, I think it was 7 days, 48,000 Americans mysteriously died. And that's what gave rise to that America's Frontline Doctors legal action against the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. And by the way, before I forget, so that's she goes through that in the Deadly Shot. Former Pfizer employee, that's the title, on BitChute with Stu Peters. Mm-hmm. And then the next one from that is the COVID-19 poison pharmaceutical analyst, where she goes through the congressional acts and extraordinarily vital intel data. By the way, have you noticed when she does her interviews in her room, she has two rustic crosses prominently displayed. And in one of those interviews, I think it was the first one, Deadly Shot, former Pfizer employee, she suddenly declared that she swore an oath to the Heavenly Father and Son that she would do everything within her power to enlighten people to save lives. But Max Eigen, since in this recent one here, which is by the title, again, Patent Receipts Prove Vax Obedience Training. Uh-huh. Okay, so Max Eigen, phonetically pronounced I-G-A-M, Max Eigen, in his presentation on BitChute, I think that was a week ago, COVID is a fraud, the real issue is genocide. I admonish everyone in the audience to go to the 10-minute mark in that notation, COVID is a fraud. The real issue is genocide. And you will hear Fauci and his bosom buddy pal from BARDA, Biomedic Advanced Research Development Agency, Rick Wright. This is 2019, October 28th through the 30th, 2019, and it's at the Milken Institute of Public Health at George Washington University, which happens to be the epicenter for global communitarian policy studies, care of Amitai Etzioni, a global, a world-class Franken-Swine-Slime-Stein scumbag. Anyway, they declare, you got to hear, it's only 2 minutes at the 10-minute mark in that Max Eigen presentation, okay? And you will hear them revealing the entire SARS-CoV-2 plan scamdemic in detail within 2 minutes.
Okay. Fred, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. We'll come right back after a short commercial break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
FDA has protocols for health and safety. They have disregarded those protocols. And I'm talking about listing the ingredients of the vaccine contents, all the ingredients, everything in that vial. There is no patent secrets when it comes down to a national health emergency. That's what they're telling everybody. It's a national health emergency. Here's our vial. But no, they don't have to list all the ingredients. And that should have been a red flag right off the very beginning. Anything that is ingested into you, anything that is ingested or injected or absorbed or inhalation, the contents of that vial must be known 100%. There were no trade secrets whatsoever. Another thing that should have tipped a lot of people off, that there are no evaluation review boards to monitor the success or failure of what they're doing right now. You know, you are those who are participating in this. You are the trials now. You are a trial subject in the greatest global pandemic fraud ever in history. You are part of the trial. You people there taking these shots. There are no review boards, no evaluation boards. They disregard anything that's going on with VAERS. It's way undercounted. We know that. The CDC has even admitted, yes, it's undercounted. We know that. But how much? Well, we don't really care. We really don't care. Again, play with the numbers. Dumb them down. I guarantee you the number is huge. If we could only find out the true numbers and get that out there to people, maybe this nonsense would stop. Let's go back and get our last caller for the night. Andy in Texas, you're on the show.
Well, hey, thank you, my friend. Let's look at, okay, so people that are hanging on the edge of their seat waiting for this 2022 mid-election, and then they're waiting for 2024 and Donald Trump to get back. Okay, first off, let me tell you something. Your political options are gone. Look at what we've been doing. Almost 2 years into this pandemic, and there hasn't been a veto-proof bill shot between all these people, the 434 in the House, the 200 or the 100 in the Senate. They can't come up with a veto-proof thing to at least set straight what a mandate is and what an executive order is.
Exactly. I agree. 100%. A mandate is a strong suggestion. That's it. A strong suggestion. This has not gone through the legislative process. It's not gone to the House, not gone to the Senate, on the desk of the president at the time to sign yes or no or veto it and send it back for revision. This is not.
Absolutely.
This is not a law. People, you do not have to recognize a mandate. It is a strong suggestion you can disregard, and you should.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for your call. Andy. Well, I hear the music playing. I guess that completes our show tonight. Back again Monday with John Stadmiller of the National Intel Report. Thank you for your participation tonight. It is much appreciated. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everyone. We will talk again. Good night.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Easeoff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.